You brought up the name of United Video. What was United Video?
At that time, it was a microwave company that brought in Dallas signals for Tulsa Cable and all the other cable operators between here and Dallas. It also had a microwave system up to Chicago, bringing WGN all the way down to St. Louis, and Roy was heading it up.
Roy Bliss.
Yeah. I did a study for them on converting that to a digital network and going after AT&T's voice business and data business. And we built additional channels on it from Chicago and Detroit through Tulsa to Dallas. Then went after the bigger companies to give us 20% of their business between Chicago and Dallas or Tulsa. American Airlines quickly saw that when AT&T went down, they could lose everything. If they gave us 20% of their business, that 20% would keep working, and we had built a redundant system so that if they had an outage, we could take 40% of their business. And that's what they paid us for. And they paid us actually a higher rate than they were paying AT&T.
I'm trying to follow American Airlines for their communication?
Yeah, their communications. Because remember, they had a big maintenance center here, and their communication center was here in Tulsa for the whole network. Their most critical routes was from here to Chicago and from here to Dallas for communications. That's where the majority of it needed to go.
And then you provided them
an alternative to AT&T on the ground, not by satellites.
Not by satellite.
No, because the satellites were delayed for many years by the FCC, and in fact by AT&T, because AT&T wasn't ready themselves to have their satellite system up. So they delayed it at the regulatory agency by objecting and also telling the regulatory agent technology's changing, the things are being built. They basically told them a lie.
Let me come back to how Ted and you sold WTBS to become the superstation. How did you sell the Atlanta station to be first or be the one?
Ted wanted that.
He wanted it, yes,
yeah.
But
he had created a company, then he found out he legally couldn't do it. So I gave him a dollar for the company, took over the company, and I gave him some promises of what I would do.
Like what?
Get out and sell and distribute his signal to the cable industry. Get him a big audience.
All right. So it was just plain hustle and hard work.
Yeah, it was seven sentences that were just things that I would do and things that he would do. And those seven sentences cost me $2 million over time. And Ted was laughing until it cost him $3
million. What do you mean it cost you $2 million?
Well, I had agreed to do certain things.
Oh, yeah, but look what you made.
Oh, yeah.
Is that document around, the seven sentences somewhere?
Yeah, but we don't show it around.
Wouldn't that be wonderful to have that and have it framed? This is what I did.
I've got it deep in the files. I think it's better there.
Well, it should be part of the memorabilia of Ted Turner. You too.
Probably, I don't know what they've done with Ted's memorabilia.
You, Ted, and Roy Bliss were the first to actually jump into the business of cable via satellite.
Yeah.
Roy Bliss was part of that.
Roy was part of it because he had worked with me, and he was one of the first people to say Ed Taylor and Ted Turner aren't crazy.
Yes.
And I was going to put up WGN.
You were going to?
Yeah. In fact, we raced for a while to figure out who would do it. It turned out the transponder I was assigned by RCA didn't work when the satellite got up there, the second satellite, and Roy's did. So once he had a signal up and we withdrew, when they gave me a replacement a year later, I used it for a station out of San Francisco, independent station, and left the WGN business. And though we were competitive for a little bit as to who would do it, after that it got to the point where almost every cable system took both services, WGN and WTBS. So there really wasn't competition. Yeah, sometimes we got in there first because WGN wouldn't help Roy very much. They'd hardly give him permission to duplicate some of their promotional stuff, where Ted was out there twisting the arm of cable operators to sign up with Ed Taylor and take my signal. He was doing a lot of my marketing.
Ted was. Yeah. It's just remarkable because I don't know if you could break it down into a month, how many days he was on target and how many days he wasn't. I mean, what he did, half a brain, is amazing.
Yep. But he really had a whole brain and a very brilliant brain. It just got turned off at times.
I probably shouldn't call it half a brain, but you know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, half the time.
Half the time, right. Yeah. Did you see him on 60 Minutes within the last few months? And now he's struggling with Alzheimer's.
Yes, struggling very badly. His kids have taken over running all the financial enterprises, and they're selling most of it off and diversifying it. He owned tremendous amounts of land up in the Osage.
He had all that land up there.
They've sold that. They're selling all the land and that type of things and putting it into trust funds.
Well, they couldn't manage all that.
No. Well, they don't even want to.
Right. Remember the last time you saw Ted Turner?
It was a long time ago.
Yeah.
It was a cable convention, probably late 90s, because I sold out in 87.